so much. I also want to thank Nigeria for supporting the inclusion of the Afrophobia term, because it was Nigeria in the 1990s at the previous Commission on Human Rights who ensured the inclusion in the mandate of the Special Rapporteur on racism of the term negrophobia. Now, negrophobia is the term from the already 1830s in the United States of America, and it is the oldest term used to describe the discrimination against a particular group. It is 80 years older than antisemitism, for example, and much older, of course, than Islamophobia. So that term was included in the UN documentation up until the third preparatory committee meeting of the World Conference Against Racism, where it disappeared simply because you could not use this outdated term of negrophobia. And it was raised the possibility of Afrophobia, but it did not have, it did not get through at in this complicated discussion. So therefore, this term of Afrophobia, which is the updated, it's only the updated version of the oldest term of discrimination and hatred against a group of people. It disappeared just because the time was not ripe for updating it. So that is why it has been updated in the process. So at the Civil Society Forum for the Durban Review Conference, held here in Geneva in April 2009, there was agreement in its declaration to propose that the term Afrophobia should be repeated and introduced, and the working group of experts considered it very carefully and made that recommendation to the Human Rights Council, and it was included in a resolution by the Human Rights Council as the special form of discrimination, the unique and special form of discrimination against people of African descent. And furthermore, the working group of experts stated that this requires an active and systematic follow-up in order to assure the full implementation of this important assertion of the special and unique form of discrimination faced by people of African descent, and assuring its equal use with analogous terms that are used to address the stigmatization and prejudice against ethnic, religious, and other vulnerable groups. End quotation from the working group of experts on people of African descent. So there is a background here of its use in the UN documents. Also the High Commissioner has used it, and it appears in various places. And it would take a little time, but we can surely compile a list also of how much it has been used in a variety of bodies of both the European Union and the Council of Europe. The Council of Europe is also using it in different ways. So its standing is very, very strong, and it's very strong in particular as this is Afrophobia, is the oldest term which characterizes the stigmatization